We are joined right now by the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. He was named GM in July of 2016. A Hobey Baker Award winner at Bowling Green. Vegas won the Pacific Division in their first season. Vegas swept Los Angeles in the first round. Vegas is hosting San Jose tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. George McPhee is the GM of the Golden Knights. George, it is so great to have you on. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thank you.
George, thank you. I know you're already thinking about the game tonight, but if you could, can you take me back to when you were first named GM of the Vegas Golden Knights in the summer of 2016? What was it that attracted you to this opportunity?
Well, certainly I was just looking forward to managing again. I had done it for 17 years in Washington. I'd been between jobs for a couple of years. I worked with the Islanders, and I felt like I still had something to give as a manager and wanted that opportunity. So I got the opportunity. Wasn't sure what I was getting into. I was impressed with Bill Foley, but didn't realize until I got here that we had everything we needed to win. We had great support from our fan base, lots of tickets sold. The arena was state-of-the-art right on the strip. The practice facility was 15 minutes away in a nice little community. The airport's close. It was easy to get around. There's no state tax, which is appeals to some players, and no state income tax. And I just thought if we do our jobs, we can win here. And that's all you ever hope for.
Well, certainly if you do your jobs, you can win there. But I would argue that a season like this does not happen by accident. I know you had a plan. I know you were working that plan. But did that master plan include winning the division and sweeping the first round of the playoffs in your first season? Or maybe are you running even ahead of your own schedule?
Yeah, we're running ahead of schedule, Jim. We weren't expecting to do this. What we were trying to do was be as good as we could be and see where it goes from there. And it's certainly gone better than we ever hoped for. And it's become a really unique story. In your side of the business or my side of the business, we see lots of the same stories. It's just different teams, different years, different athletes. But this story has never happened before. And that's why it's so unique and why so many people seem to be attracted to it.
George, you're so right. And from my side, I'm always looking for something to talk about. This is something very unique, something very different. And this is why I like talking about you guys so much. And in fact, in talking with your coach and a number of your players over the course of the year, there are two things that keep coming up over and over. The first is the chemistry in the dressing room. So I'm curious, how much was chemistry and attitude on your mind when you put that team together? What kind of guys were you looking for?
Well, that was very important to us. We really did a lot of vetting of our staff, and then the players that we were going to claim. What we really wanted, and it's cliche to some people, but we really wanted to establish a culture. It was really important to us. Getting the best athletes we could, and the most talented ones we could, was important. But what was more important was the personalities. And we wanted low-ego, hard-working people. And the best human talent we could get in the front office and elsewhere in the organization. And we worked hard at it. And it's all come together, and it's been a terrific experience to come to work every day and working with the right people.
You know, Ryan Reeves, who you got from Pittsburgh at the deadline, put it another way. He said, quote, "The whole roster is full of guys who teams said, we don't want you or we want other players more. It's a bunch of guys who are hungry and they can all play," end quote. So when you've got an entire room and a whole team that has hunger and guys who can play, how powerful does that become?
Well, it becomes very powerful because we don't have the talent that other teams have, but we got 51 wins in the regular season and we won the first round of the playoffs. And I think that it's a great lesson for all of us about giving people a second chance, a third chance to prove themselves. And it's become a very powerful intangible, and speaks to why we're all in this business. But it was a great lesson learned for us and for others.
George McPhee joining us. I've got a graphic up on CBS Sports Network right now of William Karlsson. Let me ask you about this guy. He had 6 goals with Columbus last year and then breaks out with 43 goals and 35 assists this season. I mean, you don't bring him over unless you see something in him. What did you see in him maybe that others did not?
Well, what we weren't expecting that kind of production, but what we did see was a good-sized guy who plays the game really well at both ends of the rink. You know, he scored a highlight film goal near the end of our season where he went between his legs to score, and everybody loved it. But what I loved about that game from him was the very next shift. The other team had a great scoring opportunity, and he was the one that stopped it by being in the right place right down in our crease. And that's how he plays. He's really efficient at both ends of the rink. And we thought there was some upside, certainly not this much, but we're delighted that it's worked out that way.
George, the other thing that comes up, I mentioned there are two things, but the other thing is the fan base and the way the community has embraced this team has been absolutely amazing. I think most people who visit Vegas, of course, know about the Strip. So when you took that job, how familiar were you with the community away from the Strip and in places like Summerlin?
I had no knowledge of it. And again, I wasn't sure what I was getting into, but whatever you think of Vegas, when you live here and work here, it's the opposite. We live in these beautiful, quiet suburbs, great housing, parks, restaurants, churches, schools. You can't beat the weather, and the people here are so friendly. It's got a real small town feel to it, and we feel very, very fortunate to be able to live and work here.
George, and golf, lots of nice tracks. Good golf, too, right?
Oh, gosh. We've got 10 courses, I think, within 10 minutes of us here. So our players are certainly taking advantage of that.
You know, in terms of the community, before you played your first home game, the community was rocked by that shooting that killed 58 people. In fact, your season opener in Dallas was just 5 days after the shooting. As an organization, there is no manual, there is no playbook. What was it like to go through that, and what was your approach in handling it as a leader?
Well, it's, needless to say, a really difficult experience. No one wants to be around it. No one wants to be associated with it. But we were suddenly on a huge platform opening night that we never expected to be on or wanted. But we had to get it right that night, Jim. We had to tastefully, do it right and honor the victims, support the survivors and the families, and recognize the first responders. And we got it right. And what's been amazing is, life as we knew it here was over, and something beautiful hopefully was going to come along and help. And T-Mobile Arena became quite a community hub socially for everyone in the community to grieve and then to celebrate. And then, we had to win the game after that. I wasn't expecting to win the game and didn't really care about the game. I was more focused on the ceremony and getting that right. But when we got to the game, I suddenly said, now we have to win this thing. And, boy, when we scored the first couple of goals, we just kept scoring. And the place, we almost blew the lid off the place. And it was really, I think, a cathartic experience for a lot of people to be able to have some positive emotion. And it's carried on throughout the entire season. And there's been this real connection between our players and a real connection between this team and this community. Socially, it's been very, very helpful and helped this community heal.
George McPhee, my guest. George, you certainly did get it right. You all got it right. Final thought for you, because the second round gets underway tonight, and I so appreciate you coming on before a game. You've got San Jose. Your team is coming into the game with more than a week off. Given that the NHL postseason is such a grind, how valuable is it to get some time to rest and recover before the start of this round?
Well, we needed some time to recover. Certainly, that was the hardest fought four-game sweep I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It was every game was tight, and we won. We scored 7 goals in the series, and they scored 3. Last night, Toronto and Boston scored 7 and 4. So it was tight. We got through it. We needed time to recover. Don't like that long of a layoff, and I'm sure San Jose doesn't either, so I don't think either team knows what to expect tonight, but it's going to be a terrific series. Both teams are disciplined. Both teams are fast. Both teams have depth, and we're strong in the right positions, and they're both well coached, so don't know what to expect, but it's sure fun being here.
Well, there's one thing we can't expect. That barn's going to be rocking. We know that for sure. San Jose is at Vegas tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. George McPhee is the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. George, appreciate your time so much, especially on a game
night.
Thank you very much. Good luck, George.
Much.
Great talking to you. Appreciate you and the organization. Golden Knights are an amazing story. So they win the division. They sweep the first round, as he points out. Not all sweeps are created equal. Just because they swept does not mean it was easy, because it wasn't. They get some time off. Then you've got that whole rest versus rust argument. But it starts up yet again tonight. San Jose at Vegas, 10 p.m. Eastern. Let's talk a little bit of hockey if you want. We'll come back with the last segment.